If you've been wondering about what all the fuss is and what even happens to those green littered bins once all the stuff gets collected, I have a little bit of insight for you this morning. It takes about 10 weeks to go from your kitchen to fine grade compost. And I got to take a bit of a look around the site where all that kitchen and garden waste goes and see what happens to it. You'll hear from a couple of people here in my report, but the first voice you'll hear is Gunther Newman, the branch manager for Remondis, which runs the site there out at Awoba.
This is what we call the receival hall. We receive here the food and green waste. We have staff to pre-sort any contamination which is still in there. Overall, the residents of Lake Macquarie City Council are doing an excellent job. We have less than 1% contamination, which leads to a very, very high quality, good high quality product at the end. Nevertheless, every now and then is the wrong material in the bin, and that's why we then here have a quality control to pre-sort any contamination.
If this is what's coming off the truck, most of what I can see here is garden waste. I don't see many of those green compostable bags that Lake Macquarie residents are using in their kitchen bins. Does that kind of indicate that most of what you get is still the garden waste?
We're getting a lot of garden waste, but you need to also consider that food waste is often bananas, tomatoes. It's small in volume, while garden organics is very bulky. So visually, it always looks like having a lot of garden organics, but we get a lot of food waste. But there's a lot more potential.
This is just the first stage of what goes on with this green waste. Can we move down a little further on site to the next stage? And Gunther, you've described these to me as tunnels. And they are. They look like, well, massive garages or storage units with like roller doors on the front. What's inside these?
We feed the shredded food and green waste into these tunnels. At the bottom, they're aeration channels. So we feed oxygen into the process, kickstart the composting, and we also spray water on top. The bacteria to compost need oxygen and they need water. So we close the doors, so they're in these concrete bunkers, and we cook it here for 1 week so that we have to kill all the bad pathogens.
And you've got five, so every day there's one being emptied and one being refilled. You're rotating through the days of the week.
Correct. And after this 1 week, they come out, and then we composted on the outside area for another period of time for fine-tuning the product.
Just while we're speaking, there's a
loader.
A loader. Moving in there, scooping up some of the shredded compost. So the stuff that it's picking up will have been in there for a week already, Gunther?
Yes, that's correct. So he's now moving it on the outside pad, so all the bad bugs are killed, and it's now going into the final maturation of the product.
So that loader has just gone off to the next stage here, which to me looks like piles of, well, brown material. It looks a bit like a compost that you might use in your garden. And these are just piled outside in the sunshine, the open air. There's steam coming off them. These are not quite ready for the garden compost yet, though, are they?
No, we have, again, on the outside pads here, we have pipes underneath. So it's the same similar process what we do in the tunnel. We aerate, we feed oxygen to the compost, we spray water on top. So we do this for another couple of weeks so that we have at the end a very high quality product.
Oh, hi, I'm Hal Dobbins. I'm the Senior Waste Officer at Lake Macquarie City Council.
Hi, I'm John Ferguson, the Director of Service Delivery.
Hal and John, from a council point of view, are you happy with how this process has gone so far in its first year or so of operation?
Oh, look, we're delighted. I mean, look, this is really our waste strategy in action. You know, the main goal was to shift waste out of the red-littered bin, away from landfill, and into resource recovery streams like garden and food organics and recycling. And that's exactly what's happening. And in the last sort of 9 months since this whole thing kicked off, we've managed to shift our landfill diversion rate from 41% to 64%.
Where's the compost going?
The compost goes to a number of different in-market landscaping suppliers. So wholesale landscaping suppliers will come here and get the fines. It's in high demand. It also goes out to farms, avocado farms. We've sent some stuff up into the Hunter Valley to vineyards. So Remondis handles all of that and really, you know, keen to develop further markets locally.
John, you're running tours through here. You've got a facility here where you can bring people and educate them. And in fact, you're even hosting people from other councils like yours to come and show them how you're doing it.
That's right. I think one of the great things is that we are at the leading edge of this. This facility is one of the most modern facilities in Australia. And of course, other councils and other waste providers want and resource recoverers want to know more about it. So there's a pretty solid demand of people coming through here to see how it works, understand the setup costs and how the approvals and the whole process really, to see how they can do it. And I think with the impetus coming from the government to recycle more, it's just going to be more and more in demand.